Andre.
Hey y'all.
We're back.
Wah-ha-ha-ha. It's clean. It's clean airs. This is Simone.
And this is Saritha.
How you doing today, Saritha?
We are making it. Summer is trying to leave and I don't want it to.
I concur.
I'm sad about it, but hey.
I'm not ready for life without a shorts option or a swimming pool option.
I don't like this shorter day situation. Like, why is the sun trying to go down all early and such? I want the sun out at 9 o'clock at night.
I just don't understand why it can't just be like that and be cold. Why are we dealing with two bad things simultaneously? Jesus, I'm not knocking the design. I'm just
a thought.
Just put a suggestion in the suggestion box. Mm-hmm. So, recently had a 3-day weekend. Hallelujah. I needed that. Mm-hmm. Whew, how was your weekend?
You know how we feel about 3-day weekends. I did absolutely nothing, so.
That's beautiful.
You know, that's how I roll on those weekends. I already told y'all in the last episode, I'm not about that people life. So, I chilled by myself for so much of it. But yeah, Clean Ears is all about the 3-day weekend.
Yes, yes.
What about you, girl?
It was cool. I chilled out as well. Had people in town. Mm-hmm. So just kicked it about town, but actually legit spent a lot of time in the house. That was nice. Resting. I needed that. I still need it. I'm not done.
For sure.
So, y'all, we got some stuff coming up within the next 2 weeks-ish. And that is the PIA tour. We have told you about it already numerous times. Just really awesome spoken word event. It's happening on Saturday, September 17th. There's also a piece on our site by The Abiding.
Yes.
As we call him. And it tells you things that you should know about the PIA tour. So if you're not sure if it's for you, if you're interested in going and you just need that much more information, go to our website, www.cleanearshow.com, and read his piece. Click the collective and you will find it there. Things you should know about the PIA tour. And make a decision, but make it fast. Get a ticket and bless your life.
Get a ticket then think about it later. How about that?
Exactly. You've made plenty of other reckless decisions. Come on. Don't do this.
Oh, reckless. So guys, something that we're so excited about is Gabby's new project, or part two of his new project, really. Holding Hue is out now. By the time this podcast comes out, it will be out. And you guys definitely want to check it out. I think last time it was on Spotify and iTunes and everything like that. So check your regularly used form of streaming music and go ahead and look at that. And one of his songs from the original EP is on the playlist for this podcast. So go ahead and check out our Spotify playlist to hear something from the original. Counting on you and you missed the free throw. Now you feel like a failure and you can't help it but be low. But you only a teen and you still feel like a zero. I woke up this morning feeling a piece disappointed, trying to escape all these moments. Can't run away and disown it. I got a past and I'm haunted. Wanna be free and confront it. Gotta move on if I'ma get everything that I wanted. What I'm excited about.
Yes.
From our favorite YouTube family.
Yes.
And we are family because he commented on a comment I made and said, thank you, sis. So I appreciate him recognizing our familyness. But this is about belief in fatherhood, which you know Clean Ears is obsessed with. We love them. Yes. And they're having a baby.
Mo chocolate babies in the world. We're so excited. Yes.
So excited. I'm praying it's a girl because they want a girl. So I'm praying with them. I'm on one accord with the family. Whatever the family wants, I'm with.
Exactly. So that's just exciting. You know, we love new babies anyway. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't take much. But just to see a beautiful, chocolate, godly, hip-hop family extending, it's a beautiful thing.
Show. Mm-hmm.
We also got something else coming up. Speaking of babies. But not really.
I was like, what? I mean, I see it, but
you know, I'm coming.
Right, September babies, aka this baby right here.
So, our very own Saritha has a birthday coming up on September 21st.
Yes.
It was greatness when it happened. God saw it coming. That's why he was like, Earth, Wind, and Fire, I'm going to need you guys to just really sing about this right quick.
Prophesy to the future.
Yes. And that's exactly what took place. And now we are so blessed to be able to celebrate Saritha. In a couple of weeks, we will actually be recording that day. So, guys, you will want to listen to that because I promise you, you will receive plenty of shenanigans.
Oh, golly. Okay.
So, Saritha, tell the people what you want them to do for your birthday.
So, for my birthday, because I'm not doing anything, because that is textbook Saritha life. I don't want any presents other than you guys to go to our Patreon and donate whatever you would have spent on a dinner or on any accolades. I know you guys have been sending me all the monies in the world, and I understand. But this time, you may just want to go to Patreon and send it that way. And I will be actually making a post on Patreon trying to explain to you guys the frequently asked questions that we're getting from people as to how that's going to work and all of that. So you don't have to worry about any misunderstandings, because we want to make sure you guys are comfortable and aware of what is going on.
Exactly, and what your money is going towards. And it's mad stuff because we need things.
All the things.
We just gave you our website a minute ago. It is on our site.
Mm-hmm.
Click on donate. It's right at the top center so that you don't miss it, because that's how important it is.
Uh-huh. We're going to talk about this until it happens, guys. The Q&A episode. We've already started to get questions, so yay!
Thank you!
So excited. I thought y'all was forgetting about us. Y'all just be out here leaving us hanging.
I was about to ask some questions. Woo. I was like, we will not go out like this.
Not at all. You're going to let us look crazy into this feast. But we're starting to get questions, thank God.
Yay.
And we want even more questions. I want you guys to dig deep. I know you have questions. I know there's things you want to know. Go on and send it to us. You can send it to us in an email. You can send it to us as a comment. You can hit us in the DMs. There are so many ways.
Yes, you can ask us questions about podcasting and how we make this thing happen on a budget, because y'all know we about that life.
Mm.
You can ask us anything about any of the subjects that we've covered in all of the episodes and snippets so far. You can ask us about the music, shows we go to, natural hair, Atlanta traffic and how we be dealing, you know, anything that you would like. And yeah, we will do our best to address it on the show.
Yes. Laying here all alone, seeing through my reflections. All you see is a love that you chose to cover me. Today, we are going to talk about when life happens. And let me tell you, life will come through and make things really hard for you. And so we wanted to give you a little bit of our testimonies of what we've done when life happens. And now we'll pray. Lord, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for giving us the opportunity and the testimonies to have something to say when it comes to all the things that are going on in our lives. We just pray that you give us the words and the scriptures and the knowledge to pass on what you've given us to others. And we pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So, as Saritha established before, life be happening.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've all had those moments where our faith is tested and we have to live out a level of faith that we didn't even know we had. And typically, especially as believers, we're advised to have faith, but sometimes it feels like you're barely just hanging in there, barely just scraping by and making it. And we just wanted to talk about, how do you have faith when you don't know what's happening in your life? So we wanted to share a little bit about our experiences mm-hmm. with situations where we've really had to faith it.
Had to faith it out. Go on, Simone, let them know.
Well, earlier this year, I was laid off, and it was actually the same week that the first podcast dropped. So it was like, yay, high point in life. 2 days later, oh my gosh, bills. And it was really unexpected. to be completely candid, I didn't have any money in savings. I was really not out here prepared for my finances to take a hit like that, especially now with a live podcast to work on and fund. And it was a scary time, just, you know, it's toward the end of the month and just not knowing what's going to happen, what I'm going to do. And it was super scary. And I know it sounds a little crazy, but the beautiful thing about it was that from the beginning, I felt God's presence with me. And even as I was walking out of the building, I was in shock. But then I was also like, okay, God, you're doing something. Mm-hmm. And what was super clutch for me was deciding from the beginning what the tone of this transition was going to be. Yeah. So what I did was I got in the car, I started recording because I was like, there's going to be a day when I'm not going to be able to pray this. So I'm going to go ahead and record it when I can. And I declared God's ability to provide and God's sovereignty over the situation from Jump Street. I'm pulling out the parking lot like, Lord, you are my provider, and this is not a situation that's going to spiral my life out of control. This is something that you're doing. You are moving things around, and you are putting me in position. And I said some other things, but that was primarily the tone that I set within myself. Like, no, this is not going to be a tumultuous time in my life. This is not a catastrophic time. Like, I can't deal with that. This cannot be that. And so it was important to me to just decide, like, this is what's happening and that this is what God's doing, instead of, oh, woe is me. There's this terrible thing that's happening to me, and what am I going to do?
That is so true. Yeah.
The second thing that I did was, I'm not going to lie, the first day I spent kind of just getting my mind right, because it's a lot. You're getting a lot of texts, people hitting you up, people on your Facebook, they're in every inbox that you have. Like, oh my gosh, girl. And that's a lot to deal with. And so I kind of just had to chill out the first day and just get my mind right. But what I did the second day was I gave the transition to God and I fasted for the first day. I was just like, you know, if I received money, I would give you the first of it. And so I kind of tithed in my time on the transition, because I was like, Lord, I don't want to do anything without your instruction. I don't want to do anything without your guidance. And I just really took that day to solidify the fact that God was in control and I was only following. One of the scriptures that I leaned on during this time was in James chapter 1, verse 5. Now, James is life. James is one of my favorite books of the Bible, so I go to it honestly for anything. If I'm having a rough day, I listen to James, and there's always something up in there. So, it reads, "If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking, but when you ask him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. Such people should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Their loyalty is divided between God and the world, and they are unstable in everything they do." That scripture just reminded me to trust in God wholly and completely. And taking that first day to just really say, you know what, no social media, no nothing, Lord, I'm going to just get before you and cry out and do whatever you tell me to do in a moment, just to make sure that you understand that I'm here, I'm listening, and I'm with you. That's what I needed to do. And lastly, what I did was I made the choice to walk by faith every single day, sometimes multiple times a day. It was really one of those things I had to take as the time went, like as I needed it. You know, some days I would just watch the bills pile up and I'd be like, oh my gosh. And there'd be some days where I'd be like, God got it. But the thing is, making the choice to walk in faith daily wasn't easy. The scripture that I leaned on was in Matthew chapter 6, where it says, you know, look at the birds of the air. They toil not, but God takes care of them. And look at the lilies of the field. They don't work, but they are clothed so beautifully. Are we not greater than those? Will God not take care of us? And it also says, can worrying add a single thing to your life? And that was one of the scriptures I clung to regularly. It said, don't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear. And that really brought me a lot of comfort because it spoke to my situation like a mug. But the beautiful thing about it was that God showed up. When I decided to have faith and when I decided to speak the word, not just that scripture, the other scripture that I relied on was the one about tithing, where the word said, like, wait a minute, you said that if I tithe, you would open the windows of heaven to where there'd be not enough room for me to receive it. So I'm like, Lord, when I was working and on these two little shillings that I get whenever and however, I'm tithing like a mug. So I was waiting expectantly for God to do stuff. So I would have a need and I'd be like, God, I've got this bill. This is when this bill is due. I trust that you're going to provide, and I trust that you're going to show me how to get it. And I don't know right now, but I know you're coming with it. So I'm going to put this on this table and I will be back. And those are really the kind of prayers I had to pray. One day I was, one morning I was in bed and I was like, Lord, I need some stuff from the grocery store. And I'm just going to go to the grocery store in faith and just try to spend X amount of money. While I was praying that prayer, boom, Venmo alert. My girl Saritha sent me money, and in the note she put for groceries. And it's like, it was those supernatural moments that I was having where I would be like, God, I need this. And I'd be like, here you go. My mom took me shopping. First of all, let me explain something. My mama buys me one meal, and that is on my birthday. My mama took me shopping and was legit buying me things I need. That's how I knew it was God, because I was like, dang, I need some gym shoes, but they're expensive. And we were just walking around the outlets, and my mom be like, I'll get that for you if you want it. And I'm like, what? Bag it up! And there were so many other things that she bought and did even throughout the course of that weekend where I was like, God, you're legit checking things off of my wish list right now. And having an attitude, and I'm not saying that, oh, if you trust God, then, you know, people gonna pay for all your stuff. But God had my friends working and showing up. It was like, my car needs this. And a friend would say, well, how much is it? I'll put the money in your account. You know, this was, I couldn't believe that. My mom probably took me shopping because she was like, I'm surprised you've not asked me for money. You've not been working for like a month. But God just kept the provision coming. And because I was so surrendered and submitted to him during that time, I was able to see the provision. But before I turn it over to Saritha for her to share, I wanted to share one thing, though, that was super clutch, again, in this whole transition. And it's that I learned that when God gives you provision for something, you better use it for that. Because there would be, like, one time I needed some contact lenses. And I was like, okay, I have the money for the lenses, but maybe I could use it for this instead. And then maybe later on, such and such. And the Lord convicted me about it. The Lord was like, you said you needed money for this. I have put money in your hand for this. Do you not trust that I'm going to provide for the next thing? Why are you still out here trying to maneuver? He like really like legit joked me, y'all. He was like, why are you trying to maneuver things and finagle things? I'm your provider. And I had to remember that our God is pulling from an infinite supply and that he'll supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And not some of our needs, but all of them. So I learned that when I said I needed something and God gave me what I needed for that, we use this provision for the need because I know that God will show up for the next one. And that's where faith came into play, because when I started to get worried, I was like, nope, nope, nope. God's going to do it. You're going to do it. Please do it. Oh, well, that's my faith story. I just wanted to share that with y'all. You can tell them all that I'm done with that. No more backing down into the background. That's not because I put them old habits down. I follow the leader, and where he may take me may make me a leader. It's wrote on the wall, all you need to do is read it. Can't be a lame duck, and it's over the eagles. So I'm crossing the line. Tell them all, dog, that I lost too much time. Ain't staying in this place, cause I gotta win a race, and I'm running for a crown. Can't back it down, nah.
So I wasn't going to share all of this, but God was like, how about what's going on in life right now? And I was like, but that's my life right now. I don't want to share all that stuff. But he reminded me that every single piece of you is for my glory. So even when you're still going through, you can make something good of that. So here we go. These last couple of weeks, y'all, have been trials and tribulations. It has been all of the lows, very few of the highs, and I'm not used to living like this. God has definitely been trying to show me something, but I really can't tell you what it is right now because I'm in the middle of it. But let me start from the beginning. Let's say 2 weeks ago, started having a feeling that I needed to fast. And I don't get that feeling often because fasting really doesn't come difficult to me. So it's not really something that God be like, yo, you need to start exercising your willpower and fast. Because he knows he can call me at any point and be like, yo, we fast. And I'm like, cool, God, let's do this.
So Aretha will disappear in the name.
In the name. I'm like, what you need me to let go of? But in this instance, he was like, you need to fast. And so I was like, all right, cool. My birthday was coming up. And in previous years, I've done a birthday fast, which is how I kind of review the last year, kind of let God show me what where I've grown and the things he wants to do for me in the next year. So I was like, let me just pull into the birthday fast, which has always really actually been very chill. It's not been like a strenuous fast. It's just been like, look at the revelations of the Lord. Let me lay in these green pastures and let the still waters restore my soul. It was very much a Psalms 30, I mean 23 situation. This time, though. It is, no. It has been everything but. It has been horrible. It was the day before the fast, my car broke down. And my car is a Jeep. She doesn't do anything. So for my car to break down, I was like, what? But it was just a jump. So maybe it was just, you know, a simple situation. Oh, no. Baby girl is now in what I call the car hospital, a.k.a. with the mechanic. Oh. You know, being close to the Lord, because I don't understand. With that one thing, it felt like a ton of things have started to flood into my life and not go well. My father called and told me that he's not doing well right now. Just pray for his situation. My brother is having issues that I need to be praying about, and I'm wishing that I was closer, literally, to my family because they're in California. My heart is just being pulled in those situations and in that direction. And so it makes me feel like I'm of two minds. And, you know, I can't be divided right now because there's so many other things for us to be focused on. And then there's podcast things. I'm usually very much on top. And with everything else that's been going on, I've been so behind that I just feel like I haven't been contributing.
Girl, you're killing it.
As I would like to. Not as I could, but as I would like to. My well of inspiration feels to have run dry because I'm just stressed. Work has been, I feel like in the last month I've stopped complaining about work so much because it was getting better, but I realized that it is now coming to a place, and I don't know if any other creatives have felt this way, but it feels like it is literally sucking the life out of you. It feels like, for my Harry Potter fans, that you are literally in Azkaban and Dementors are next to you and threatening your life on a daily basis. Like, my boss walks over and, like, I want to love them as people and I want to be a light in the workplace, but I'm so just done in my brain that I've cut off so much of myself just so I can make it. I feel like I have no arms, no legs, no hands, no eyes to see, no lips. I don't talk to anyone. I don't do anything. I'm here. I do my work and I'm gone. Like, you see me at 8, I leave at 5. And I don't want to be that person because God calls us to be better, but I'm so without energy. I'm so without inspiration. I'm so dry. Like, I'm in a very dry season in the middle of a fast, though. So last night was one of, I guess, many breaking points recently. Where I just had to get before God and pray and cry and listen to gospel music and get my Bible out and, you know, try to just bring the Holy Spirit into the room. And the only thing I heard was, you need to share this part of your story. I didn't hear no answer. I don't know when I'm going to get over this. I don't know if magically on the 21st, all will be right with the world. But he told me that if I can't tell my story when it's dark, then I don't really deserve the light. Like, if I can't be in the valley, then the mountain's not really worth it. It's not. I got to equate them both as equal in my journey. I can't give value to all the great things of God and, oh, you know, checks in the mail, because that did happen. And yes, there were checks in the mail and it was wonderful. But then now I'm broke, and it's been 2 weeks later. Like, how do you go from high to low? When I tell y'all these 2 weeks, guys, these 2 weeks in the record books of like ramshackle foolishness, and I can't, I'm just very much upset. But God has been trying to show me his presence in the darkness the way that I feel him when it's light. And so one of the scriptures that I have been meditating on, literally as in reading this every day, is 1 Peter 5:10. And it says, after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Mm. And so for me, it was important because it's saying, yes, the struggle will happen and all of your issues will occur. And even though I can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, and even though when I tell y'all, like, I know that more stuff is going to happen because God is just girding me up. He's like, you got to hold up. It's like you're only going, when you're going through a boxing match and you know there are like, I don't know how many rounds, I don't do boxing, but you only went through round one and you're real beat up and you're like, no, there's more rounds to go. This is the moment. This is just the in-between before I hear the ding again. But he said he will restore me. So he will bring me back up. He will confirm me. He will remind me of who I am. He will strengthen me. He will take me to the next level and establish me in that place. And so for right now, I may be in a place of down dug in the deep valleys of the darkness. And I feel like dry bones. He will get me to a place of where I will be established in that next level by the time this is over. I don't know how it's going to go. This is why I'm telling you now so that we can talk about this later. Another one, this is an old school, every time I go to Ecclesiastes moments, is in Ecclesiastes 3:11. It says, yet God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart. But even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. Again, for me, I cannot see the end, but he's planted eternity in my heart. So I have to remember that a bad day is not the end day. It's not the end of times for me. There is another day, whether I like it or not sometimes. Oh. There is another day, and I can make it through that day, and I can make it through the next day. And then there will be a point at the end of this work, not my life, but at the end of this work, where I can look back and go, oh, it makes sense that time when you did this and I had to, you know, try to figure it out. You're trying to get me to a place of where I think this way instead of that way. And whoo, I know it sounds like, I mean, there's no concrete things because I'm in the middle of it. There's nothing concrete, but the only thing I can hold on to is the rock. Like, that's the reality of the journey. And the reality of a situation sometimes is that you're not at the place of where you can sing the hallelujah, we overcame places, but you can say, right now, even though it hurts, I am holding on to this rock with everything that I have. And that at the end of the storm, I will see the beauty that happens at the end of every storm. Mm. That's mine.
Thank you so much for sharing, girl. That's so brave.
That's what I got. I don't feel brave. Yeah. I'm so tired.
I understand. When I think about your story and I think about my story and the perspective that we're sharing from, with you being in it and me being past it, I think about the fact that I remember the struggle. I remember the tough times. But what resonates with me more is just like that end result of like, oh my gosh, I made it. And I'm excited for that for you. Yes. I know you're still in it. And yeah. I understand, girl, I understand that completely. But I'm excited for your hallelujahs.
Hallelujahs. You have overcome.
You hit us with a pre-hallelujah.
Holla. I'll give you the Louis at the end.
It's a preview, y'all. So, guys, we just appreciate you listening to our stories of faith. You know, life is hard, and we were never promised an easy life, but I'm thankful that we have this incredible wonderful, just all-powerful Savior that we can cling to. And the beautiful thing is that when we cling to God, He shows up.
So true.
We don't call His name and just sit in silence waiting for nothing. It just doesn't happen. He says He'll never leave us or forsake us. And when just know that if you're going through something tough right now, you know, just know God is there. And His word is true. He's everything that He says He is. The word is absolutely true. And you can, like, legit take that to the bank.
Mm-hmm. I think what we want to remind everyone that even whether you're in the valley, whether you're looking back at the valley, you know that God wants you to overcome. God has called us to be overcomers. And so we never will stay in the valley forever. Now, you may be going through a long time in the valley. The valley may seem like it's been there forever, but when you speak life over a situation, God can't help but bring victory to it. And so when you're realizing what you're speaking, start speaking life to a situation, which is why I go to the word when stuff goes bad. And then He can't help but to give you that promise because that's who He is. And so when you speak life to a situation, He gives you that promise. And then through Christ, you get over it. And that's where you want to be. You don't want to be those people who soak in the valley. You want to be somebody who gets to go over.
Exactly. Well, guys, I think that's about all that we have. But we definitely want to hear your stories of faith, too. So if you have any additional questions or comments about anything that we discussed today, you can hit us on the medias. You can shoot us an email at wiyh@cleanearshow.com. We would love to continue the convo. And Sarifa, pray us out.
Shout. Lord, thank you for giving us the capacity to have faith. Thank you for being the Almighty God so that we have someone who is perfect to have faith in, the only one who is truly able to help us get through these horrible times in our lives, Lord, whether it be the littlest thing to something that really takes us over and causes us to mourn. We just pray that you help us realize that you have called us to get through these trials and tribulations through the sacrifices, Lord, through the hard times, so that we are able to have a story at the end of it, have a faith story that really shows how great you are and how much you love us. We pray right now that you help us get through those things and help us to be able to recognize the victory we have in our own stories. In your Son Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. To give you all control, some days it's harder for me just to let it go. I just need to step out and step into your flow. Oh, no matter what the pressure, you will always be the answer. Only you know how to steady me, ready my heart for everything that's coming my way. Help me trust that you're ahead of me, going before my feet with every step I take. Only you can come storming, only you can. As you know, we are huge fans of the snacks here at Clean Ears, especially Courtney, #Courtney loves snacks. So today, what we are doing is we are conducting a taste test of some really semi-suspect new flavors of Lay's.
Suspect is the right word.
I remember back in the day when chips were just potatoes and salt, but that's just not enough for you people. And so now, chips are like legit meals. And you'd be like, oh, would you like a steak? Here's this bag of Lay's. Would you like some curry chicken? Eat these chips. Whatever it is that you might need. 5-course meal? Eat these 5 bags of chips. So today what we're doing is tasting these different flavors of chips so that we can properly advise you on what that snack life is supposed to look like. Because you know what? School just started back. We got a youngin' in college. And you know what? We just need to advise her in the way that she should go.
I know she shouldn't eat none of these.
I know. She's an athlete. Maybe you should not be eating any chips, Rachel. I'm sorry. But if you were to eat chips, we going to let you know which chips to eat so that you don't waste your time or your calories. Let's get it.
All right.
So.
No, smell it.
I don't want to.
No, smell it.
First of all, I'm smell already it. Scared. Sorry.
Smell it. It smells like meat, bruh. Chips smell. It smells like candy! Put your nose in it!
First of all, chips should not smell like meat when you open the bag. So I'm just letting you know right now that prayer's already needed. The flavors of chips that we are here trying today are Chinese Szechuan chicken, because if you can't afford to order Chinese, but you can afford to get a bag of chips for $1.50, then voila, you can now afford to order Chinese. Oh, so we're doing Chinese Szechuan chicken, Indian tikka masala?
Yeah.
And Brazilian picanha. First of all,
it smells like meat.
If you're not praying already, be praying. Because, ooh-wee, these look mad suspect. So the first one we're going to try, pray for us, please, because I'm concerned.
What is this?
It's the Chinese Szechuan chicken. Is this one here? You ready? Let's get it.
Cheers.
Cheers. Chip cheers.
It tastes like beef ramen.
Yes. I was like, I know this process.
It tastes like beef ramen, but dry beef ramen. Not like after you cooked it and tried to doctor it up. No.
But what's funny, though, is like it legit... It has too much flavor and no flavor at the same time. The flavor comes in really strong at the beginning.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, it's like cotton candy. You know, you take a big bite and then like 2 seconds later, you blink and you're like, where'd it go? That's how these chips felt. Chinese Szechuan chicken. I'm going to say no.
No. But I probably will finish it because it does just take... Okay, so in middle school... We used to eat dry ramen. Don't judge my choices, okay?
So
we used to crunch up the ramen and just put the packet in and just be like, this is lit. And it wasn't.
No water.
We were broke, bruh. But that's what it tastes like. It tastes like childhood. It tastes like middle school and ring pops. And we only had $1 to make it through a week.
Tastes like upset stomachs. Tastes like bad breath. Tastes like nah. Okay, so the next one that we have here is the Brazilian picanha.
That is the one that smells like meat.
And there's a big picture of meat on the front. So apparently these are meat-flavored chips. So guys, if you don't eat meat, but you are missing the taste of meat.
I feel like I have heartburn already.
That's because you had Thanksgiving in that one bite.
Don't do it.
Okay.
Okay. Why I only got the huge?
I'm not eating that big old chip. Not with that flavor. I don't know. Oh my gosh, it's horrible. Guys, that was so bad.
Ew. I don't want it.
But you know what? Saritha was a thug because she had like a biggest chip. It was an abnormal. The chip was the size of like an iPhone 5.
I'm crying, guys. I haven't had enough to eat today to eat something like that.
Listen, what we've learned so far. Do you need some water?
I'm gonna die.
What we've learned so far is that if you love yourself, first of all, if you love yourself, don't just be eating chips. But second of all, if you love yourself, eat just like regular potato chips. I don't even understand this whole industry. And then they have the nerve to put like the real dish on the box. So you're like, ooh, Chinese Szechuan chicken. That looks really yummy. And then you eat the chip and it tastes like nothing like that. What's sad is that we have one left. And honestly, I say the scariest one for last. It's Indian tikka masala.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I'm having so much heartburn. I'm too old. You know what? I realize this is me punishing myself before I turn 31 because ain't no way I would have made righteous decisions like this.
Oh, I smelled it. Let me tell y'all something. It smells very from India.
Goodness. Okay.
These are curry chips right here. Y'all ready? Cheers.
Cheers.
Not excited at all.
All right. Yep. Yeah. Indian, I'm out. India's in my mouth.
Let me swish it around a little bit. I didn't hate that.
Nope. It's actually the best one. It actually tastes like what it's supposed to taste like.
It does.
It tastes like it has yogurt on like the back end of it. Like, you know how you do Indian food?
I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Simone's assessment. I'd probably never finish any of these.
Mm-mm.
I'll probably never buy any of these. I'll probably swish some water around in my mouth as soon as we finish recording this. I'll probably stick my finger down my throat. I'm just kidding. My assessment is, I love my life, and I don't want to eat these horrible chips. But if I were to maybe be punishing myself for something I did wrong, I would eat the Indian tikka masala chips because they were actually not bad. Although in a real life scenario, I would also not never ever eat those.
No.
What is Saritha's assessment?
Saritha says, the Brazilian picanha tried to kill me.
Yeah.
Legit came from my life.
Those were the worst.
Oh, so bad.
Chinese Szechuan chicken
tastes like childhood, and my childhood was broke, so I might eat some of those. Just because, again, beef ramen, I might still have some of that.
Go back Thursday, just have a full reminisce. Go ahead, girl.
Slot. But Indian tikka masala was not that bad. But real life, cheddar and sour cream chips will always be bae. I'm done.
Yes.
I don't need all these other flavors. I want chips to taste like chips.
Don't be trying to make something fancy that's not intended to be fancy. It's just like when we try to make bowling fancy by making all these fancy bowling lanes and people were showing up in three-piece suits and freaking prom dresses to go bowling. It's like, it doesn't work.
No.
It doesn't work.
I agree.
I witness this with my eyes, guys. It doesn't work. So let's keep chips as chips. Let's not ruin a childhood favorite by trying to make it fancy. I don't need chips I can eat with my pinky up. I need chips I can shove in my face by the handful.
But we'll still do this again next year.
Why can't I just step aside and let you have this whole heart? If I'm not fighting, I'm resisting. I get so tired. I know I'm missing the mark so far. Feel I'm drifting in this ocean. Oh.
It's time for our favorite part of the show, What's in Your Headphones, where we tell you what we are listening to and why we are loving it. Saritha, why don't you go first? Birthday girl.
We can say that for next time.
We're going to do it this time and next time. Thank you.
Oh, gosh. You guys know I barely celebrate my birthday. Let's
celebrate it.
No. Okay, so... What is in my headphones is Don't Let This Feeling Fade by Lindsey Stirling featuring Lecrae and Rivers of Weezer.
I'm done.
Are we glad we can run it all? Can't fall when I'm asleep, I'm chasing a dream. When I wake up and it's over, what did I gain? Turn it up, let me hear you live. Everybody tunes in just to hear you win. I'm a race to the finish line when I'm done. I'm worth more than a goal that I never won. One life, one love. Can't win them but lose all the above.
Don't let this feel fade, launch into the sky like a private plane. Hang on, we'll ride this wave. Watch the tide come in a little, just a little.
I really like this because one, Lindsey Stirling isn't really a Christian artist, so the fact that her and Lecrae and Rivers have come together to do this track is really interesting to me. I love that Christian artists are getting an opportunity to be part of records that are going to hit a completely different audience than the usual Lecrae, CHH, Unashamed audience. So I like that. Plus, I love classical music. It's nothing you can learn about Saritha. I love it. So the violin is like, oh, everything. And it's just very well done, guys. Production-wise, she's amazing. He's amazing. Rivers is amazing. It's a great song. Check it out.
All right. This is Simone, and what's in my headphones is One Day by Lauren featuring Felipe.
Yeah. It goes a little something like this. One day, Monday through Sunday, trying to be fly, but I ran through the runway. I'm from the state that's shaped like gunplay. I'm on the block like a rent place, and I go to church. Maybe like one day, Jesus be the water. Pain even Thursday, broke with my ex. Probably in the worst way, threw some money in the face.
so I need my space. No time to, I'm not your man. What? Couple days later, I'm crying like a man. What? Couple months later, I'm trying to dismay.
Well, I think this song, because from the moment it drops with that sample, it just sounds, it just immediately gets my attention. I knew that this was going to be in my headphones from the moment it dropped. And then Believe came in with just a killer verse. He never lets me down. And you already know, we're huge fans of Belief. We already told you. I mean, we're like blood now. So, love the record. Really love the sample. The production is great. And I think that's what primarily does it for me on this particular record. One Day, Lauren featuring Belief. Check it out.
Woo! Good evening. I'd like to thank everybody for coming out. Hope your flights were safe. Feeling real breezy, swift like the wind.
So here we are,
and here we go.
Right, time for our goodbyes.
So first, we would like to thank Courtney P for just holding it down and for having the wisdom to not eat the chips the same time as us in case we needed to call like poison control or 911. You wise girl.
You smart.
You is smart.
We also want to thank Liz Holland.
Yay!
For her amazing blog piece from last week. Thank you so much. And next week, from our soon-to-be editor-in-chief.
Yes. Speak it!
Daryl, a.k.a. Abiding, is bringing the fire. I feel like none of you guys talked to each other, but all of you had the same theme when it came to these pieces. And so this is going to be really exciting. I hope you guys love it. Go ahead and check out the site, www.cleanearshow.com, for all of our blog posts.
Yes, and past podcasts, and Prayer Corner, and playlists, and gorgeous photos. Bless your life.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
All that.
And the link to a Patreon.
Yes, so that you can donate. Please, guys, pay your tithes and then pay us a couple dollars, too. Please,
yes, thanks. For my birthday.
Yes, please. We appreciate it so much. Thank you guys for listening and have a good time life.
Have a good time.
Have a good lifetime. Television for life.